We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack. Now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings tells you it's now time to celebrate. That's right, football's here. To kick off football's 101st season, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all users a no-brainer to start the season. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this one. DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. That's right. Even if Kansas City were to lose by 100 points, you still win with DraftKings Sportsbook. That's what you call a no-brainer. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Make sure you use promo code KSN and take advantage of this no-brainer offer. That's promo code KSN to get in on all the action for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. Greg, all this talk we have about actually getting Big Ten football in place got me to wondering. This is a football season that Penn State fans, a lot of them, were looking forward to. And the question that we're going to address this quarter is, just how good could this Penn State team be? I know Micah Parsons has already opted out, but there's still a lot of talent left on this team.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Jim, did you forget about something you were supposed to do when we started this quarter?
I was supposed to announce the winner, and I was just testing you, Greg.
Right.
And you passed the test. I was checking to see if you would remember about reminding me to announce our winner. And our winner of the Ask Greg segment is Matt from State College. Kudos to you, Greg, for remembering.
Hey, I don't always remember, Jim, as I know we both sometimes forget about that, but we didn't do it this week, so we'll reset that clock for at least another week.
Well, it's gotten so bad, Greg, I mentioned this to you off the air, that I'm now having people send questions in, and the question is, do you think Jim will remember to announce me as the winner if I would win? And we spoke about this in between segments, and I still managed to forget, Greg. So don't get old. That's what happens to you. All right, let's get back to this Penn State team that we hope gets the chance to play this fall sooner rather than later. Greg, this is a season that Penn State fans were looking forward to, and rightfully so, correct?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I know that, you know, I think you have to start this conversation first by saying that even if there is a Big Ten football season played, either later this fall or in early winter, how much different will this team look compared to what it would have looked like if they started in September? We already know Micah Parsons has opted out to declare for the 2021 NFL draft. And there's some other guys on this roster who could decide to do the same. You know, Pat Freiermuth, I think, would have a decision to make about playing in a different season. But, you know, his parents have been so much at the forefront of the move to get games back that I feel like Pat might play at any point in time. But if the season started too late in January and the NFL decided not to move the combine to the draft, he might not have a choice but to play. But not to play, and instead work toward preparing for the draft. So that's one thing to be mindful of as we move forward into the rest of September as the Big Ten waits to make a decision. But yeah, I mean, Tariq Castro Fields is a guy who came back for another season. You know, Michael Bennett's a guy who could have left but did not. Will Fry, same thing. So I think some of these guys came back with the idea of playing themselves into a better draft slot. Journey Brown's a guy who, you know, again, I think he'd at least have something to think about with the January season. So But again, at the same time, a lot of these guys came back not because they, you know, because, I mean, of course, they all want to play for a national championship and spend one more year with their team and so on and so forth. But I think they also all knew that they would be able to play themselves potentially into a better draft slot with a good season. So the fact that they, you know, the fact that they came back, I think, says that, you know, they wanted to come back and they felt a need to come back. But at what point does that want and need become overwhelmed by just starting a season too close to the combine or too close to the draft? So you have to always, I think, start a conversation about how good this team could have been with what will it actually look like in terms of all that come the, you know, the actual start of it, whether it's October or Thanksgiving or the early portion of January.
I think, Greg, that the earlier they start, the better off the team will be as far as having the players play. If you brought up Pat Freiermuth, he had the opportunity to go into the draft this past season and chose not to, looking to play beginning in September. So if the season were to start, say, in October, even if it's late October, I don't think that would change the decision. And we had his mother on the air with us a few weeks ago, and she talked about Pat making that decision, and he was adamant about wanting to come back and play this fall. So I think he and those guys who had to make the decision, like Michael Mennett and Tariq Castro-Fields, who could have chosen to turn pro last year and chose not to, I think as long as the season starts early enough, in October, maybe even into November, they'd be all right. The more you hold off till the spring to play, the more likely they are to say, I'm going to forego this season. Let's get to the actual team on the field. Greg, when I look at this offense, I look at a returning, now veteran quarterback, which is great. I see running game led by Journey Brown and Noah Cain, fantastic. This might be the best offensive line of the James Franklin era. Throw in a All-American tight end. This looks like a real good offense with the only question marks at wide receiver.
Yeah, correct. You are 100% right about that one, Jim. And I think that, you know, when you look at what this team is capable of and what this team is going to be able to do, you know, obviously I think that when you look at everything, Kirk Soraka is a guy who, you know, has been able to adjust the way his offenses have looked based on his strengths and weaknesses at a number of different stops. So this wide receiver group, I think what it lacks in experience and proven talent, it certainly has in depth and, you know, recruiting stars and everything else. The offensive line, again, you talk about how much of a veteran group this is. Phil Troutwine clearly has a plan in place to get these guys to the next step. He has some work to develop the interior portion of the line beside Michael Mennett. But, you know, yeah, and then the running back room obviously speaks for itself. So this offense was going to be one that could fire on all cylinders, assuming Sean Clifford upped his game a bit, became a little bit more accurate, a little bit more timely on his throws. But, you know, the one worry I think you're always going to have with this offense is that you know, it's timing based and it's precision based, and you have to remember how much work Tanner Morgan and those Minnesota receivers did on Penn State's defensive backs, because they were precise and they were crisp. That's been sometimes an issue for Penn State at the receiver spot. That's why they bring in you know, Taylor Stubblefield, a guy who has done it very well at the college level as a player, and now is looking for some consistency both in his coaching career and from his players now that he's a position coach. So I just really bothers me that since March, Jim, we've been robbed of the chance to see what this offense can look like in person and what kind of steps forward Sean Clifford has made. I know that with the practice set up currently, I wouldn't expect we'll get to see it anytime soon, but that doesn't mean I can't hope for that to be the case sometime down the road, Jim.
Well, I'm a big believer in Kirk Soraka. I think he will bring something to this offense that it's been lacking. And if you're going to have one position that you have a question mark, it being wide receiver, I think is the best area. I think that's the easiest area to get guys who could get on the field quickly and become contributors. So I'm a huge believer in this offense, especially with Kirk Soraka added to the mix. All right, let's talk defense. You got to start with Micah Parsons opting out. Any team in the country would be handicapped if they lost a player like Micah Parsons. However, if you're going to lose an All-American type player like Micah Parsons, isn't it great to have the depth that this team does at linebacker?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, I have to think that was part of the conversation that Micah Parsons had with Brent Pryan, with James Franklin. And look, even if they had terrible depth there, he probably would have still opted out anyway. But I do think that part of that conversation probably was, look, Micah, you need to do what's best for you and your future. And if it turns out that you're going to leave the program, you know, we're not in as bad a shape as we could be. And I think there's really no question to that about that, Jim. You know, they have a lot of guys who they have a lot of guys who are right in the mix in terms of being there and ready to take the next step. And they have guys who obviously were five-star recruits, some guys who were high four-star recruits. And I mean, you could go down the list and talk about who, you know, who you're most excited to see on the field this fall. But, you know, to me, it continues to be that middle linebacker conversation. We know that Brandon Smith and Lance Dixon are probably the two starters on the outside this year now that Mike is gone. But, you know, between Luketta and Ellis Brooks and some other guys that could factor into that middle linebacker job, it's going to be really interesting to me to see how all that shakes out and what they're able to do there. So, you know, again, it just would love to see those guys in action too. There's so much of this team, both from older guys and younger guys, that I would love to see, you know, how they've been doing and what's new with their bodies and with their playing abilities and so on and so forth. And again, we just haven't had that chance, but I still continue to be hopeful that we will before long.
And if we look at real quickly the defensive line and the defensive backs, at defensive line, you've got a couple of good defensive ends who will still wreak havoc in the backfield. And you've got what I'll call young veterans as far as the defensive backs go, some true freshmen who got on the field last year. So I believe they're in pretty decent shape in both those areas also, Greg.
Yeah, you know, again, with safety, I think there's some guys there. It feels like this has been the way for the last couple of years, but there's some guys there who you think could really be the ones ready to take the next step and be in the mix, and then there's some others who maybe, you know, you'd like to see some more out of. But, yeah, all told, Jim, this is a group that, you know, again, it would have been so much fun to watch. There's a reason that they're getting such respect in some of these top 25 polls, and they're number 7 and number 5 and whatever, based on just the pure talent that they would have had. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to get to see that. Even if we do, we won't get to see everybody, you know, everybody in that mix. So time will tell. But, you know, again, obviously, I think we can all agree that Penn State lost out on a decent chance to be a big, you know, a big time program this year because of everything that's going on.
I'll tell you what, let's just keep our fingers crossed, Greg, that we can still see some Big Ten college football this fall. That is it for this edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in, and join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiasts, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. To kick off football's 101st season, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. If Kansas City loses by 100 points, you still win. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.